2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Nightside. 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 This is the Nightside Project.
This is a twisted web. And we are not finished untangling it.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition spring season.
It's beautiful out there, Alex. Spring is in the air.
Yeah, so are your respiratory droplets, so stay away from me.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. If you would like to us to honor someone close to you that's a member of the class of 2020, send their name and details, social security number, birthday. Just kidding, not send that. In a 57500, you know what the school is and their name, and we will honor them as part of our ongoing evening long commencement ceremony for Nightside Project listeners. Alex, this is how I think we ought to do it. I think we ought to do it like this. First we ought to give gift ideas to the parents.
Okay.
Second, we ought to start the commencement by playing our commencement speech honored billionaire Mark Cuban.
Honored billionaire.
And then we read the names.
What's the point of having a graduation if you can't have a famous person and or rich person, or in his case both, tell you how this is the start of you also becoming a billionaire? Come on, that's what we're gonna do. So yes, I will keep the pomp and circumstance music prepped and ready, Ethan.
Just have it on standby because we need to talk through some gift ideas.
Oh, okay.
Now this is an awkward time to graduate. It's an awkward time to give gifts. It's an awkward time to be family, to be the family of.
It's not that awkward of a time to be a family.
It's an awkward time to be a family, Alex.
I love how you just blanket move that in you. It's an awkward time to have kids that are 14, 12, and 10 years old. And
so CNN has this great story. The best graduation gifts of 2020. And I'm just going to start at the top.
Yeah, okay? Let's hear it.
How about this? How about air-filled gold hooray letter balloon kit? It's only $12.99, and it spells hooray in big gold letters.
Now, are they previously inflated in China, or do you have to do the inflating yourself?
They are inflatable.
Okay, so you are able to inflate them.
Okay. Next up, the gift for every grad, an enamel lapel pin featuring a dumpster with a fire coming out of it and the numbers 2020
on it.
That's
actually great. A dumpster fire pin? A dumpster fire enamel pin is amazing for a graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong? Josh, that's a great idea. Yes. These are sometimes these are bad ideas. Like, look, this is a terrible idea. A packable Mesa straw hat for $40, okay?
A
packable straw hat for
$40. You know
$40
what, though, Alex? I've been wearing wide-brimmed hats.
Okay.
I have.
So you and my grandmother. Because you're pasty.
Yeah.
No, I am
and
too.
And right now, I have more of a fear of skin cancer than I do of judgment from other people.
No, for sure. And here's the other thing. But see, I use that, you know what else I do? Because I wear a hat almost every day, but here's how much further I take it. I wear that Australian, the lizard stuff, the blue lizard, the SPF.
I have no idea.
It's like SPF 100. Well, it's good enough for the Australians, Ethan. They've got
I didn't know about
that.
I'm not aware of this.
They've got that hole in the ozone right over their country. They use
all right.
It.
Next up, and maybe the ultimate gift for the 2020 class of 2020, a selfie ring light. It clips to your phone, and it's a nice little ring light to give you perfect lighting.
You've
when
seen
you
people
take
in those,
that selfie.
Yes, you see people in those pictures sometimes, and they have that amazing lighting set up, and you see the little rings in their eyes. This will give you that exact look. But Ethan,
that exact look.
I moved right past of that to this. The Anastasia Beverly Hills Better Together Brow Kit from Sephora.com.
The brow kit.
Yeah. Hook it up. Look, teach a new grad to do those perfect Kardashian Jenner brows, and you're giving them a beauty skill for life. All right.
Oh,
so
that's wonderful.
So that's a big deal. You can get you can get round solitaire diamond stud earrings for $229 from Verilus.com.
Well, we hope that this list of gifts really helps you determine.
I'm telling you, I'm getting the dumpster fire pin just for myself.
Which self-indulgent and weird gift that you're going to get for your graduate, in part because you can't go out and do proper shopping.
Yeah.
Like normal people normally
do. You know what?
Would.
These are some of them are amazing, though, too, because you have things like the Nintendo Switch. So I would just say, think about that graduate in your life. Look, and if you're here in the state of Utah, and we're going to keep going with the – look, give them an earthquake preparedness kit. Give them a – give them like one of those air dryers or give them one of those food dryers. You know what I mean? The food dehydrators. Let's hook it up. The
if
food,
someone gave
freezers.
Me an earthquake kit,
yeah,
I would not enjoy it.
Why not?
Because I already survived
Hold
an
on.
Earthquake.
Oh, you felt it?
I felt it.
Well, then if you felt it, then you know that
you
got to be
my story?
Able to. You said you felt it, right?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
happened?
I'll tell you the whole story.
What
is
happened?
Amazing.
Ethan, I got some music for us. It's going to get us through this next part.
And we've got to do, we have to hear from honored billionaire Mark Cuban.
That's right. I wanted to turn the music on first so that we could pretend like, unless he's got it behind him. I'm assuming he doesn't.
No.
But this will make it sound more official. Here's Mark Cuban telling the class of 2020 exactly
how to become a billionaire like
That's
him.
That's exactly right.
Don't stress, right? You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have your chosen career. You don't have to know what you're going to be when you grow up. You don't have to be, you know, focused on adulting. Just, you know, get a job. Just do something because you spent 4 years taking on all the debt, paying to learn. Get a job that pays you to learn. It doesn't have to be the perfect job. You're going to learn something. You're going to network, meet new friends, and just chill, right? Don't stress.
Just chill. Don't stress. He gave that commencement speech from the lobby of a Burger King, obviously.
Alex, he literally said, get a job.
He did say don't stress, which is good because I will say that a lot of times, I don't know, that's a hard thing to hear, though, when you're a graduate because people go, relax, it'll work out. Look at me. Worked out for me. You know, and you go, yeah, but I have my uncle Mike, too, you know, or my I got my aunt so-and-so who hasn't figured it out. And it all started with her barely graduating from Syracuse High School in 1981. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. By the way, speaking of Syracuse High School, now listen, someone tried to sneak one in on us, Ethan. They said Joe Mama. I don't think Joe Mama graduated from any school.
We're not reading Joe Mama.
I'm not going to do that.
All right, are you ready, Alex? I've got the first one here.
Ethan, go ahead.
Kenna Sparks, Pleasant Grove High School.
Okay. Brendan and Brinley Mills, Syracuse High School. There you
Russell
go.
Wayne Wilcox, Westlake High School.
Kelsey Marler, Masters of Education, University of San Diego.
Micah Hogue, Farmington High School, magna cum laude.
Oh.
Nice job.
Carly Duke, Westlake High School. Jasmine Rose. Spanish Fork High School.
Do that one again because I stumbled over it.
Jasmine Rose, Spanish Fork High School.
Well done, Jasmine. Trevor Bolingbrook, Weber High.
Sky Nielsen, Syracuse High School.
Sam Metzler, Salt Lake School for the Performing Arts.
He's right down the road from my old house.
Yeah.
Tanner Libert, Corner Canyon High School.
Well done, graduates.
Well
keep
done,
those
graduates.
Texts coming
keep
in.
Keep coming in. We'll keep playing them.
We will.
Our graduate segment has been brought to you by Chick-fil-A Utah. Download the Chick-fil-A One app today by ordering through the drive-thru, curbside pickup, or delivery. Enjoy some Chick-fil-A. Ethan, congratulations. We got through it. We're going to take the break here.
Thanks, Alex.
No, I'm. Didn't they do that where they had alternating, like people would read alternating names on the stage?
I just want to say congratulations to you, too.
Ethan, congratulations.
Thanks.
I know you didn't. Hold on. You know what? I'm going to say something. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a shout out. Ethan Millard, West High School, class of 19.
Close enough. Woo!
Because as it was, Ethan was not allowed to walk with his other friends. Is that right?
You know what? You're right. And that's the first.
Am I revealing too much?
No. We've talked about all this before, and you're absolutely right. I didn't walk with my class.
Was it because of COVID-19, maybe? Or what was it?
It was the previous coronavirus scare, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But, Alex, what you just did right there, that's the first time anyone's ever done that for me.
There you go.
My name like that. So,
there
thank you.
There you go.
Thank
Ethan
you. I
Miller
appreciate
graduated
that.
From West High School, everybody. All right. We're taking the break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go in the program. Stay with us. The Nightside Project continues.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.